this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you. For my way.
Please keep in touch.
Of our love across the sky, as far as our eyes can see.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. You're listening to singer Kathy Segal Garcia. We met her at the Jazz Congress at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City. It's the annual worldwide gathering of jazz folk. We had time to talk with her, and she talks about her two CDs, The Jazz Chamber and Intuition. Right now, you're listening to High Trapeze from The Jazz Chamber. Enjoy.
Off the ground, the world gives us no guarantee.
Jazz Congress at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
And it's so much fun. Yeah. And what I've been doing is roaming around and meeting people like you and say, hey, let's sit down and talk for about 10 or 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So this is great. Last time I saw you was when?
I don't know, 10 years ago at least.
10, 15,
yeah,
whatever.
That's why it's so wonderful. You bump into people that you liked and remembered. And well, we've been in touch on the internet
on Facebook
as well.
And all that stuff, yeah. But it's not the same as, you know.
No, it's not.
No talking. So it's been a long time, and you've got a lot of things going. I see you have two CDs right here.
Yep.
Can you tell me the name of your CDs,
yeah,
please?
The 12th CD and the most recent one in March was The Jazz Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, you want me to tell you about that one before I tell you about this
yes,
one?
Yes, tell me about The Jazz Chamber first.
The Jazz Chamber, I met a man. I was doing curating a jazz series in L.A., downtown behind Disney Hall for 2.5 years. And this man just became a fan. Very sweet, wonderful guy. And he wanted to make a record with me. And I said, well, I said, you might not make your money back. And he said, okay. And then he said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, a bucket list thing. I kind of threw it out there. Is a jazz chamber. And he said, okay. So I went about getting, I don't know if you know Bevan Manson from Boston.
No.
Very brilliant arranger, you know, especially string arranger, has mm-hmm. 1 foot in classical and 1 in jazz. So I hired him to be the producer. And then a man named Dennis Dreith ended up being the co-producer. We had about 25 musicians involved, and we did all kinds of songs from all over the map, and I think at least one original of mine. And I had a few guest artists like Tierney Sutton and Kate McGarry, a Filipino great singer named Mon David, and my a cappella crazy improv group called Fish to Birds, and the great Benny Maupin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
And the second CD that you have.
Yep. This was the one right before it, number
11.
When did
this come out?
The year before.
Okay.
And that is called Intuition. And the cover is my sister's. I had twin sisters, and I've always loved that picture. They were 4 years older than me, and we all grew up singing together. They both passed.
Oh, my.
And, you know, I don't know if you know this totally about me, but I love duos. I've had a lot of duo relationships.
I think I remember seeing that quite a bit, I think. You inspired me to do my own duo CD.
Oh, cool. It's such a great... It's a great form.
It's a great form.
Yeah.
And to record with it is, you better be good.
No kidding. It's very naked.
You are. Yes, that's the word. It's very naked.
It really is.
So we both have naked CDs out
yes.
there. I think maybe that's what I got to call it for the digital.
Naked CD.
Naked CD. That's what we got. We both have naked CDs out. Okay, so
this one is cool because... I originally started out wanting to record with older people because, you know, they're leaving the planet, and
I know.
And but it didn't turn out that way. Although I did, it's probably the last recording of Lou Matthews because he had a stroke after that, and he's just divine. So he's on this. These players are probably more known on the east, on the West Coast. Josh Nelson, fabulous. John Beasley, who I just bumped into. Mm-hmm. Karen Hammack, great female piano player with actually her, the two songs I included, Calabria Foti on violin. Those were some original songs. Admara Ruiz, who's a genius. Vardan of Sepian, another L.A. kind of based genius. Gary Fukushima, one of my favorite piano players there. David Mosco, who's a great, great player. He's not a guy like these other guys. He doesn't go on tour and do modern jazz, really, but he's the kind of guy you call a standard, and then he totally rearranges it on the spot. And
yeah.
He's really good.
Oh, wow.
So, and Bevan Manson, the guy I talked about on the Jazz Chamber. Mm-hmm. And Jane Getz, who was really interesting. She's had a really interesting career. She's played with some real heavyweights, rock and jazz. Very interesting. So we did it's a mixture of material, and it was really fun. I really enjoyed that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you've been busy through the years.
I have.
How long have you been in the business now?
Since I was 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my dad was a sax player.
All right.
And my mom was a singer, and my sisters played.
Oh, all right. So yeah. You come from the family that you know, the family that if you grew up being a mathematician, they'd go.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Listen now to Star Eyes, also from Kathy's CD, The Jazz Chamber.
Star eyes, that to me is what your eyes are. Soft as stars in April skies are. Tell me someday you'll fulfill their promise of a thrill. Star flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores that loveliness of yours. All my life I've felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt the stars in your eyes. Star eyes, when if ever will my lips know if it's for me for whom those eyes glow. Makes no difference where you are, your eyes still hold my wishing star. How lovely you are. star eyes. That to me is what your eyes are. Soft as stars in April skies are. Won't you tell me they'll fulfill their promise of a thrill? Star eyes, flashing eyes in which my hopes rise. Let me show you where my heart lies. Let me prove that it adores that loveliness of yours. All my life I felt content to stargaze at the skies. Now I only want to melt that stardust in you. When, if ever, will my lips know if it's for me for whom those eyes glow? Makes no difference where you are. Your eyes still hold my wishing star.
In the Jazz Room, I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with our interview with singer Kathy Segal Garcia at the Jazz Congress at Jazz at Lincoln Center in New York City. Now you've been in the business since you were five.
Yeah.
Where are you now in life? What are you looking to do now? Now that you've had, this is your 11th and
This is my 12th.
Your 12th. So
and I just finished my 13th. It'll be out next week.
Okay.
A beautiful project called Dreamsville with pianist Josh Nelson and guitarist Larry Kuntz.
Ooh, what a nice, it's really what a nice sound.
Yeah, they're just
piano and
guitar. They play divinely. Wait, I'll send you a CD.
Thank you. Please
but
do.
Yeah, I was, you know, I've been, I really feel community minded. In other words, when I notice that I'm going through something, I noticed other people are going through the same thing. And so what I feel like a lot of people are going through now, which I am too, is, you know, I'm getting older and I feel like I'm stepping back away from the kind of frantic, and not that I hated that when I was younger. I felt this burning, you know, need and activity to always be doing what I was doing, which is great. Now I'm doing some of those same things and more developed things, but I have more space. So I actually, it feels different. It feels good. And I don't care about what I used to care about. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
It's great. I like getting older. Yeah. Now, having said that, I do go through growth moments, right? So earlier this year, when I was working on the Jazz Chamber, I was getting a little uptight because I was thinking, well, I have all these CDs scheduled to come up, and what am I doing? I mean, I'm not super famous. I'm well known in various groups and, yes. you know, maybe Japan, you know. And I was just like kind of uptight. And then I thought, wait, this is a growth spurt. I'm going through a growth spurt. So I should just relax, take a breath, and do what is in front of me as best as I can do it. And that always works for me. So sure enough, the franticness went away and clarity emerged. And
the thing is that as artists and musicians,
yeah.
we always have a growth spurt.
Yes.
Now I know you've worked with students.
Oh,
what
yeah.
kind of teaching work did you do with
lots
them?
Lots and lots and lots of teaching. Well, I have privates and then I do workshops. I've done workshops for probably 18 years and I've, or 19 years. In fact, for a long time, I had a workshop every weekend. Not just me, but I would invite guest artists to do workshops as well. I go to Japan at least once a year now, and I had gone more before, and I do the same thing there. So, I love teaching, and I feel very spiritually connected, and I feel like it's really half about philosophy, right?
This is what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Because this program, when I write about it, is singer to singer speaking.
Yeah.
And what can we offer those younger singers who want to get to the point
yeah.
where they've been doing it a long time
yeah.
and they're happy with it?
One really important thing that I think to remember is that you're not really in competition. Healthy competition is fun and it's good for the community and, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's not, hey, why did she get that and I didn't, or he get that and I didn't, because it's such an individual path, you know. I mean, it's spiritual, you know. My path is my path. I'm going through the things I go through because I have to. I think it's really important because it puts so many things into perspective. It's like, If you're not getting what you want, it's because you're not doing what you need to do. It's not his fault over there or the guy, you know.
Right.
You know, you have to confront what it is that you need to do and take responsibility and figure out the way to make it work or not, or go somewhere else. But, you know, it's about your own state of mind.
You can have one more little chat.
Okay.
And talk about a couple more things.
Yeah.
And stretch this out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, my doingness in L.A. is basically teaching, performing, recording, and then I tour, go out on tour a little bit. And then I also create venues and events. And so, and also I connect people. I don't know why, but people keep coming to me and going, I don't know. So-and-so said to come and meet you or whatever.
I understand.
Used to be much more, you know, when I was a lot more involved in the mm-hmm. in the active performing community. Now there's so many young people coming up, which is great. But so that's what I do in L.A. But I really enjoy doing that and hooking people up. And I loved the curating that I did. It was just so great to have the ability to curate.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That sounds so exciting. There's so many ways we can make things happen in this business.
Oh, I know what I wanted to say too, was being here, because this is the first time I've been to the Jazz Congress, but I used to go to the IAJE all the time, and I loved it. And being here this time, I'm sure you feel the same way. It's not only do you see old friends, right, that you would never see. Probably.
Right.
But also, I already feel inspired again. I feel excited and inspired.
Well, that is something that's why we get together.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you so much,
Cassie.
Thank
you, too.
I really appreciate it. And so I can hold on to the Jazz Chamber, Kathy Segal Garcia.
Like.
And
Intuition,
Kathy Segal Garcia. Thank you for spending time with us in
Thanks,
the Jazz
Joe.
Room.
Here's I Want to Be Happy from Kathy's CD, Intuition. Learn more about Kathy and her music at KathySegalGarcia.com.
I want to be happy, but I can't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when you are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, that's when the sun comes shining through. I want to be happy, but I can't be happy till I make you happy too. I want to be happy, but I can't be happy till I make you happy too. Life is really worth living when you are mirth-giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, that is when that sun will come shining through. I wanna be happy, but I can't be happy till I make you happy too.
We've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me or send me a direct message through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
The opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyrus Mission USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcasters' pages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.